Welcome back to the Bushnell Project and Making Marriage Great. It's the Friday after Thanksgiving, and I did sleep in today. So a lot of people out there doing the shopping thing on this Black Friday. Not for me, not for me at all. My wife, I think she kind of wanted me to go, or she wanted me to at least think that she wanted me to go. But I did not go. She went with our daughter and one of our daughters, and they're having a great time, and my son and I are home, and we're preparing to go out and do something for the first time in our lives, and that's pheasant hunt, because we're in South Dakota. That's what you do, right? So we're excited about that. Today's proverb is Proverbs 23, and this is the right in the middle of the 30 wise sayings that Solomon is unpacking for his son. Starts in Proverbs 22, goes all through 23 into 24. And then there's more wise sayings. And these do sort of line up with some Egyptian sayings. And some people think that maybe the author copied those. But if you really know your history, you would know that's not true. But wise sayings are wise sayings. And some of these continue today by people who maybe have never read God's word, but they've lived long enough to gain wisdom and have had some wisdom of their own. So just as you go through here, realize that there are 30 of them broken down pretty nicely. And we run across that ancient marker again, but this time it's in a different context. We see that it's in the context of the widow or the orphan. So do not, from verse 10, do not move an ancient landmark or enter the field of the fatherless. For their Redeemer is strong. He will plead their cause against you. So again, so that's verses 10 and 11 of 23. And thinking of that ancient landmark or fences or things that we're not sure why they're there, and then we go and move them. For the ancient rocks that they're talking about here, it would have been a landmarker. So this was what marked the land. And it would be playing the role of a thief to move that stone, to move it to expand your property and to shrink somebody else's property. And so you were stealing the property from them. And back in those days, if the dad had died, the husband had died, then people took advantage of that. And this wise saying here is telling us to be careful of that. And so for us, just as we move forward in our marriages, as we want to make our marriages great, for us to think about what are the markers that God has set up for marriage? What are the things that God has set up for me and my wife? What are the relationship markers? Where should I go? Shouldn't I go? Who should I spend more time with? Who should I spend less time with? These are all things to think about. And think about anything that takes time away from you being with your wife. So this morning, me being with my wife was my desire not to go shopping on Black Friday. So we've been married long enough to where I know that she enjoys it. She's going to be just fine with our daughter. She doesn't need me. It's not me taking out of our relationship not to be there. There are other times when I should be there. And it's just being wise enough to know, where am I being selfish or greedy by not being with her or not doing what she wants to do? And when am I being wise to be with her and dying to self, if you will, or realizing that really there's a greater blessing? It's growing a relationship. It's doing something she wants to do. And for me, if I go, if I am a part of it, it's being a good part of it, right? Not being, oh, well, here we go. So if I'm going to go do something with my wife that is not my cup of tea, I need to do it, though, with full joy, because I'm with my wife. I'm with my best friend. I'm with this person who God has made one, the two of us. And to enjoy that, to take in that moment by moment in a way that glorifies God, that blesses my wife, and will bless my relationship. So go for it, guys, as you go out there and cherish your wives. Spend some time with them. Enjoy this weekend. God bless you.